Thank you for listening to this programme from the Forever Manchester Radio and Podcast Network. Forever Manchester is a charity that raises money to fund and support community activity across Greater Manchester. Check out forevermanchester.com to find out more.
It's Forever Manchester. 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 It's Forever Manchester.
Hello, welcome to Forever Manchester's regular update for where we're going to be bringing you all the latest news, funding information and what's happening, diary dates, as well as all that is relevant in the wonderful world that is Forever Manchester.
As always, we've got loads of Forever Manchester related bits and pieces popping up all over the place.
We've got a few thank yous, acknowledgements, recognitions and welcomes to dish out, and in this update,
it's time to be phenomenal once again for Forever Manchester.
We've got news of a few funds and funding opportunities currently available at Forever Manchester.
We have the live draw for Captain Manchester's Magical Tombow.
Well, as promised last time, we've got more news from the NAFI Awards.
We have a great Manchester 10K run update.
And we'll be shining the spotlight on more comedy from the forthcoming Forever Funny lineup.
Plus, we've lots more stuff to mention as we go along.
So as always, we've got a flipping lot to cover off in this Forever Manchester update. So let's get flipping cracking.
Let me tell you a bit about the people of Manchester. We're about not being kept down. We're about celebrating everything this wonderful city has given and has to give. We're about being laid back, but in your face. We're about looking after our own and not leaving anyone behind. Once Manchester, forever Manchester. And now's your chance to show it. A charity run by the people of Manchester for the people of Manchester. Help ordinary people do extraordinary things. See forevermanchester.com.
Okie dokie, let's get cracking then. The Forever Manchester Communities team, well, they've been rocking all over Eccles this week with the Mature Movers. Don't forget to join us for an evening of comedy at the Frog and Bucket on May the 9th, hosted by Jay Hampson and featuring Chris Walsh, Stephen Bailey, Alison Smith and Claire Lawless.
Forever Funny is just perfect for organising a great team night out and a good laugh, with the added benefit of knowing that your money goes to a good cause.
We're sending Forever Manchester thanks out to the guys at 18 Marriott Salford Quays. They've so far raised more than £100 through 10p donations on pints of beer.
Excellent. First events at the University of Manchester want you to join them at their fun day at St Kent's Irish Social Club in the heart of Fallowfield on Sunday the 29th of April to help celebrate our multicultural city. The fun day will feature entertainment for every age while supporting Forever Manchester.
Forever Manchester's very own Gail Gamble. Well, Gail's got just a few tickets left now for her fashion show at Swinton Park Golf and Country Club on the 25th of April. And Gail flew the Forever Manchester flag this week at the RBS Funders Forum.
Kay Johnson G have a team of 10 taking on the Manchester 10K in aid of Forever Manchester, and they've set a team target of £1,500.
Good luck with that. We're sending out a nod of approval to the gang at Crow Clark Whitehill, who did a brilliant job fundraising for Forever Manchester to give back to local communities across Greater Manchester. So thanks to all the staff team who got involved in giving something back.
Part two of the Let's All Laugh With Claire podcast is now up at the Forever Manchester Radio and Podcast Network as we follow Claire's attendance at a comedy workshop in preparation for her performance at Forever Funny.
Victoria Warehouse have launched their Forever Manchester charity partnership, and they want to thank James for popping by to have a word about the wonderful world of Forever Manchester.
We're sending out thanks to Vivid Manchester for hosting the Naffy's after party.
Also thanks to the staff team at Eshaw for generating £600 at their dress down day, and also the members of staff at the Co-op IT department who raised a brilliant £1,000 by dressing down and hosting an Easter fundraising event.
The guys at Graft have restocked their popular key rings and have also added a couple of rare key rings to their collection. You can get one before they're gone, and £1 per sale goes to help the wonderful Forever Manchester, and sales of all their prints and tote bags also generate Forever Manchester donations. Thank you, Graft.
NPP Investments are flipping chuffed that they've become official business partners, supporters of Forever Manchester, a charity close to their hearts, they say.
And all the discounted charity places for the run round here in the Manchester 10K have all gone, but you can still choose to run for Forever Manchester if you're thinking of taking on the Manchester 10K.
We were delighted to see our Twitter following reach a magnificent 20,000 followers this week as the Forever Manchester family continues to grow and grow.
And after the recent success of the Mirror Ball at the Lowry Hotel, word on the street has it that Ace Ambassador Andrew Trotbarn is to revitalise the fabulous spooktacular Halloween party in aid of Forever Manchester in October.
Word on the street has it that Bunzel have chosen Forever Manchester as their charity of choice, and that Zooto will be supporting Forever Manchester Manchester from July onwards. That's Zuto and Bunzel. Other Sesame Street characters are available.
My name's Dr. John Cooper Clarke, poet of the people, and along with my contemporaries, Mark E. Smith, Mazza and Wayne Fontana, I am Forever Manchester.
OK, let's get started by offering you the chance to be phenomenal.
Will luck be in your corner when you sign up to be phenomenal for Forever Manchester by White Collar Boxing?
That's because we're delighted to be the chosen charity for Red Star Boxing's event at Manchester Victoria Warehouse on Saturday, the 7th of July.
After the amazing success of the inaugural Be Phenomenal boxing event last year, where our willing teams of contestants raised more than £12,000, we're asking our supporters once again to get all gloved up for Forever Manchester in what will be another great charity challenge.
Saturday, the 7th of July, Red Star Boxing presents Be Phenomenal White Collar Boxing, where more than 50 fighters are going to be able to show their skills and determination in the ring while being cheered on by 400 family members, friends and fans.
Contestants will receive 8 weeks free training with professional coaches and athletes at the Fight Factory in West Gorton before the event.
And if you're interested in taking part, well, you need to register your interest by Friday the 4th of May so that you can be invited to an open evening.
The open evening will take place on Friday the 7th of May at Fight Factory Manchester, where you'll be giving details of the 8 week training camp leading up to the event itself.
Now, the free training camp hosted by Fight Factory starts Monday the 14th of May, and that involves 3 training sessions a week over an 8 week period.
At around the midway point in the training schedule, you'll find out who you're going to be up against on fight night, with bouts based on height, weight and ability.
Fight night itself, well, that makes for a great night out, and your bout will consist of 3 2-minute rounds of boxing with full support systems provided throughout the entire training programme and throughout the fight itself.
Be Phenomenal will start at 6 p.m. and the bouts will finish at approximately 10 p.m. followed by an after party for everyone, including participants, friends, family members and spectators.
All you need to do in return for taking up the Be Phenomenal challenge is to fundraise for Forever Manchester via the Red Star Boxing Just Giving page, where you'll be added once you've registered.
This is where you can track your individual target and encourage your family, friends and colleagues to buy tickets and support your Be Phenomenal adventure.
As part of the package for taking part, you'll be announced as a boxer on social media, and we'll shout about your fundraising efforts right up to the fight night, where it's going to be one heck of a show.
So will you be able to rope-a-dope your opponent and bob and weave to victory? Will you be ducking and diving to take the points?
Ducking and diving, that's me. You won't know unless you sign up to get involved in Be Phenomenal 2018.
Don't worry about leading with your chin. You'll have every chance of winning and being a Be Phenomenal boxing champion in 2018.
So that's it. Be Phenomenal 2018. You can register your interest via the registration link on the Be Phenomenal story page at forevermanchester.com. Okie dokie, we're sending out big old Forever Manchester. Just a thank you to our supporters Croke, Clark, Whitehill and everyone at their Manchester office who have done a smashing job by showing their support for Forever Manchester and raising a fantastic £1,114.
Croke, Clark, Whitehill are a firm of accountants based on Mount Street in Manchester who've held a number of events throughout the year to support Forever Manchester and fundraise for their local communities.
Their fundraising activities included taking part in our annual cake bake October Cake-tober, as well as holding dress down days and hosting Celebrating Women in Business events.
So big thanks to everyone at the offices of Croke, Clark, Whitehill in Manchester, and it just goes to show what you can achieve when you get involved.
And if you want to get involved just like the awesome business like Croke, Clark, Whitehill did, then it's really easy. You can just get in touch by email to marketing@forevermanchester.com, or if you don't like email, then why don't you just give us a bell on 0161 214 0940.
Forever Manchester.
Hello, my name is Vicky and I'm Forever Manchester.
My name's Jason. I'm Forever Manchester.
Hello, my name's Joan and I'm Forever Manchester.
Hi, I'm Laura and I'm Forever Manchester.
My name's Greg and I'm Forever Manchester.
Hello, my name's Lucy and I'm Forever Manchester.
Hello, my name's Tom and I'm Forever Manchester.
Hello, my name's Zoe and I'm Forever Manchester.
I'm Susan and I'm Forever Manchester.
Okay, if you're involved in a fabulous community group or attend a brilliant local project in your area, then pay attention, because Forever Manchester has a number of funds open for applications right now.
Awards of up to £1,000 are now available for small, Greater Manchester-based, locally-led organisations via our Cash for Growth and Auto Trader Communities funding programmes.
If your group is based in Stockport, for example, you can apply for awards of up to £1,000 courtesy of the CDL Fund, which aims to support the activities of local community or voluntary groups that contribute positively to the overall quality of life, well-being and improved health of people and communities in the Stockport area.
The Kellogg's Breakfast Club's grants programme is open for applications. Kellogg's have teamed up with Forever Manchester to award grants of £1,000 to school breakfast clubs to help them provide breakfast to those children who need it most.
Full details of all these funds, well, they can be found on the funding page at forevermanchester.com.
And if you're not sure if Forever Manchester would consider an application, then please pick up the phone and we can have a chat about it, and you can speak to one of the members of Forever Manchester's fantastic communities team members on 0161 214 0940.
Alternatively, just email awards at forevermanchester.com with any questions that you may have.
Forever Manchester Women events not only provide fantastic networking with a purpose opportunities, they equally raise much needed funding to support female-led community projects across the Greater Manchester area. So check out Forever Manchester Women at forevermanchester.com for dates, times and details. Forever Manchester Women, networking with a purpose.
Okie doke, the April draw for Captain Manchester's Magical Tombolas, kindly sponsored by Zen Office, is taking place right now.
So let's nip over to Captain Manchester's Magical Tombola studio to hear the results.
Roll up, roll up. It's time for Captain Manchester's Magical Tombola, sponsored by Zen Office. For April's draw, we've had 308 entries raising a magnificent £1,540 for Forever Manchester. Today's draw is taking place on Friday the 13th of April. Unlucky for some, but not for you. And we'll be drawn by Captain Manchester and witnessed by Peter Speck, our independent adjudicator from Anadata. Now time for the draw. Our third prize is a 6-session Inflatination Pass. Spin that tombola, Captain. And the winner is Deborah Holtz. Congratulations, Deborah. Our second prize is tickets for Game of Thrones live experience at Manchester Arena on Tuesday the 12th of June. Over to you, Captain. Spin that drum. Ding, 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 ding. And the winner is Lucy Denniston Ward. Congratulations, Lucy. You're going to see Game of Thrones. And now for Captain Manchester's Mystery Prize. Spin it, Captain. And the winner is Catherine Astley. Congratulations, Catherine. And now for the big one, the main prize. A 3-night stay for two in Rome, kindly donated by Orphans Travel. Good luck, everyone. Spin that tombola one more time, Captain. And the winner is Liam Prislack. Well done, Liam, well done. Thanks for everyone who took part. Next month's prizes are a wonderful 3-night stay for two in Prague, 2 tickets to see Bryan Adams at Manchester Arena on the 24th of May, Inflatination passes for 4 people, and of course, Captain Manchester's Mystery Prize. See you next month, and thanks for supporting Forever Manchester.
Hello.
Hiya, is that Liam?
Speaking.
Hiya, Liam. My name's James. We're calling from Forever Manchester. You entered our tombola through your work this month.
Yes.
Yeah, mate. I'm just ringing to let you know that you won the holiday to Rome.
Amazing. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, mate, so it's 3 nights in Rome. What we'll do is I'll drop you an email with all the details and what you need to do next.
Yep.
Is that all right?
Unbelievable, mate. Yeah, unbelievable. Thank you very much. Amazing. Cheers.
All right,
man.
Mate.
Thank you
very much. See you soon. Cheers. Take care. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
The next draw of Captain Manchester's Magical Tombola taking place on Friday the 11th of May, and once again there are some more amazing prizes on offer, including
a wonderful 3-night holiday for two to Prague courtesy of Altham's Travel,
a pair of tickets for Bryan Adams at Manchester Arena,
an Inflatination session for 4 people at Inflatination at Trafford Park, and Captain Manchester's Mystery Prize, which can be
absolutely anything because it's always a flipping mystery.
The May draw will take place on Friday the 11th, so you have until 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 9th of April to get your tickets.
Don't forget, you've got to be in it to win it, and there you can get in it to be in it at forevermanchester.com. In it.
Check out Captain Manchester's Magical Tombola right now at forevermanchester.com. We could be packing you off to Prague.
Just gets in your head that, done it.
It just gets in your head that, done it.
Just gets in your head that, done it.
Just gets in your head that, done it.
It just gets in your head that, done it.
Just gets in your head that, done it.
It's Forever Manchester.
Forever Manchester.
Forever Manchester.
Forever Manchester.
It's Forever Manchester.
Forever Manchester.
Hey, it's Forever Manchester.
Forever Manchester.
Hey, you know what? It's Forever Manchester.
Hey, it's Forever Manchester, all right.
Forever Manchester.
Wicked.
Have it.
Matter it.
In it.
Matter it.
Have it.
Wicked.
In it.
Top.
In a bit.
Laters.
It's Forever Manchester.
Now, regular listeners to the Forever Manchester Update may have heard us talking recently about the Naffies and Awards Night with a Difference.
Well, Food and Film celebrated their inaugural Naffy Awards, the Naffies, with an amazing donation of £1,110 to Forever Manchester, with all the money going to support local communities right here in Greater Manchester.
Food and Film is a unique networking event that combines great people with food and film, and they excitingly brought together Manchester's finest business talents to celebrate the inaugural Naffies, combining a night of awards with fundraising for Forever Manchester.
The idea behind the Naffies was to create a fun and different take on red carpet events, and the awards night was held at Manchester's Lock 91 and attracted the creme de la creme of networking talent who turned out in their finery to strut their stuff along the red carpet to see who would receive a well-deserved acknowledgement in the form of a Naffy.
On the night, the business awards, well, they went to the Rising Star Naffy. That'll be the Naffy itself, the Rising Star Naffy, and he was Ben Wild from What Marketing.
It was the best networker Naffy, which was awarded to Liz Fox from RSM Tenant and Marketing Meets.
The Best Moment Naffy, well, that was awarded to Roger Longdon for There Be Giants. I wonder what that is.
Don't know. The Best Dressed Naffy went to Bharat Bhandari from BCA Accountants, Best Dressed Bloke, and Gemma Rollstone from Delphinium Business Coaching, who was obviously Best Dressed Bird.
Ah, Scott Haddon. He's the founder of Food and Film, as well as being a Forever Manchester ambassador, and he said that after celebrating their recent first-year anniversary, Food and Film really wanted to take the time to thank and celebrate all the people who've supported them during their first year with an awards night, and so the Naffies were born.
Everyone had a great time and celebrated the evening in style while raising a fabulous £1,100 for Forever Manchester.
Now, they weren't the only Naffies, you know. The big film winners of the Naffies were: Best Movie was Logan,
Best Acting Performance, Gary Oldman,
Best Soundtrack, Guardians of the Galaxy 2,
and the Naffiest Scene went to the entirety of 50 Shades Freed.
See what you did there. And Scott and Daniela, they'd like to send huge congratulations to all the nominees and eventual Naffy winners. They would have said it themselves, but they're currently on location.
Very good. And finally, we're saying a huge Forever Manchester thank you to both Scott Haddon and Daniela Russo on what was an amazing Naffy triumph.
Are you from round here? Do you live round here? Do you work round here? Do you love it round here? So why not run for round here and help make a real difference to the lives of others across the region? We're asking you to run for round here and raise money for Forever Manchester so that we can support fantastic communities and projects across Greater Manchester now and forever. So whether you're an experienced runner, an occasional runner, a running newbie, or a fun runner, raising money for Forever Manchester will be great fun, great exercise, and a great thing to do for your community. Because the money you raise stays local. It supports people in your life, your children, your grandparents, your neighbours, your friends. We all know someone who's involved in or attends a local community group or project. They need our help, and so we need yours. And we've set achievable fundraising targets against each run. So what are you waiting for? Book your Forever Manchester Charity Run Place today and run for round here and join our runners, raising money so that together we can support fantastic communities and projects across Greater Manchester.
We're really chuffed to announce that 115 people have chosen to run for Forever Manchester at this year's Great Manchester 10K Run, which takes place on Sunday the 20th of May.
This means that all our discounted charity places have now been taken, but if you still wish to run the 10K for Forever Manchester, and there's no reason why you shouldn't, then you can sign up directly at the Great Manchester Run website.
We're sending huge Forever Manchester thanks to all the individuals who've signed up to raise a minimum of £150 each. And we're also saying cheers to staff teams who are also taking on the 10K the Forever Manchester way.
And they are Havers Links,
Express Solicitors,
Paul Brown,
Beauty Bay,
K. Johnson G,
MTSG,
You know what that stands for?
What does that
Manchester
stand for?
Trainee Solicitors Group.
Ah.
Oscar Technology and Moda Living, with all monies raised going to support and fund community activity right here in the Greater Manchester area.
All of our discounted Charity Place runners will receive a breathable, moisture-wicking Forever Manchester running t-shirt, kindly sponsored by K. Johnson G.
So good luck to our squad of Forever Manchester runners, and if you're still wanting to take on the 10K but you haven't registered yet, then you can still run for Forever Manchester by registering at the Great Run website, from where they will send you a 10K race pack and allocate an appropriate wave for your run.
It's dead easy to set up a Just Giving page for your fundraising effort, and if you're running for Forever Manchester, a great description of what Forever Manchester does can be found on the Great Manchester Run story page at forevermanchester.com.
Did you know that since 1989, Forever Manchester has delivered more than £36 million into our local communities, benefiting 1.1 million people? And that's a Forever Manchester fact.
OK, Wednesday the 9th of May, Forever Manchester are going to be hosting the fabulous Forever Funny Comedy Night at Manchester's famous Frog and Bucket, featuring four great comedy acts.
Tickets for Forever Funny are on sale right now, priced at £10 for adults with £5 concessions for students and the over 65s, with all the proceeds helping Forever Manchester to support community activity around here. And you can get tickets online via the Forever Funny story page at forevermanchester.com.
The lineup for Forever Funny includes
Chris Washington, who's become a bit of a favourite on the live comedy circuit.
Then we have Stephen Bailey, whose friendly and open brand of gossipy humour has made him one of the most sought-after acts on the UK comedy circuit today.
We also have Alison June Smith, who tickled Canada's comedy scene before bringing her sassy blend of in-your-face stand-up and hilarious commentary to the UK.
And in recent updates, we've been bringing you a taste of the Forever Funny lineup, and this week it's no exception.
Hi, my name is Alison Smith, and I've been doing comedy for 11 years. And what I'm really hoping to get out of this exposure is to get cast into a B-horror film. What made me want to become a stand-up comic? No. The question is, what made me become a stand-up comic? A dysfunctional childhood. The one key moment in my life when I realized I was going to be a comedian was in grade 6, when all the other girls were doing jazz dances and ballet recitals at our talent show, and I realized I sure as hell wasn't going to put on a pair of tights, so I told jokes. I would describe my stand-up style as very eclectic. I do a little bit of everything that is legally allowed to be performed on stage.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you. So my name is Allison, just in case some of you didn't hear, so you don't look up here the whole time like, oh, the Sarah Palin girl. It's true. No, come on, look at it. I look like Palin. It's okay. Laugh it out. Are you kidding me? I'm happy about it. I used to be a lot heavier, and I look like Ricky Lake, so fucking anything's better, people. Working the Palin, thank you. As an Allison, if you're going to heckle me, take it easy on me. I am a crier. It's typical of Allisons. See, I don't know if you know this or not, but names say a lot about people, right? Like, whenever you meet a girl named Allison, she's always the one that's, like, crying in the bathroom at the end of the night. You know that one who's always drunk saying stuff like, you know, when I first met you, I hated you, but now that I know you, I really love you, Mom. Is there an Allison in the room? I should ask. Just one at the back? Fuck you. Okay. See you in the bathroom. My favorite guy's name of all time, my favorite gentleman's name, Jeff. I do. I love Jeffs. As long as they're a J-E-F-F, right? You meet one of them Geoffreys, boo. Oh, yeah, Buddha Geoffreys. They're always moody and grumpy. It doesn't matter. They're just walking around. They're angry at the world, right? They're always like, everyone's spelling my name wrong. Thank you. I'm allowed to say that because I dated a Geoffrey. So you can imagine what a good town couple we were, hey? I'm crying over here. He's all shitty and grumpy over there. Hey. I used to be a teacher. Best day I ever had being a teacher was in a grade 1 classroom on a Valentine's Day. Right? In elementary school. Because it does not matter who you are getting 30 to 31 Valentines. Right, delivered to your desk And then everyone would exchange Valentines. But I was in this grade one classroom and the kids didn't know I was coming. So I got the best Valentine I've ever had. It was a poem, handwritten, by a grade one girl. It said this. It said, "Rose are red. Veals are blue. Chagrin is sweet, but not as sweet as you. Miss Smith, happy VD." I was like, "Woo, well, at least that explains why I'm so sweaty all the time." You tell your dad I said hi. Okay, that's inappropriate. I promise. I'm classier than that. It was her uncle. All right.
Forever Funny will also feature the result of a unique comedy challenge when one of the Forever Manchester family, Claire Lawless, going to be standing up for Forever Manchester as she reaches the climax of her fundraising challenge to deliver a 5-minute comedy routine as part of a professional comedy lineup.
Claire has made a 3-part podcast series with Rosie Strickleton to accompany her comedy adventure. Claire has made a 3-part podcast comedy series with Rosie Strickleton to accompany a... Claire has made a 3-part podcast series with Rosie Strickleton. Claire has made a 3-part podcast series with Rosie. Stop it now.
Claire has made a 3-part podcast series with Rosie Strickleton to accompany her comedy adventure, and you can take a listen to Let's All Laugh with Claire via the podcast page at forevermanchester.com. And we're asking you to support Claire's effort to raise money for Forever Manchester by sponsoring her on her Just Giving page, which can be found on the Forever Funny page at forevermanchester.com. So that's Forever Funny at the Frog and Bucket, starring Chris Rossington, Stephen Bailey and Alison June Smith, and featuring Forever Manchester's very own Claire Lawless, who will be shaking in her boots as she stands up for Forever Manchester. Describe Manchester to me in 3 words.
Man. Yeah. Chest.
That'll do.
Manchester's pretty awesome. The music scene's great. All the unsigned acts are well supported around here. So, all for the music in Manchester, pretty much. The clubs are awesome. You can get drinks for nothing.
Forever Manchester!
Interesting, musical, and social.
Okay, Terry, let's have a go at Did You Know?
Okay, did you know that the Food and Film UK's NAFI Awards aren't NAF because they raised £1,100 for Forever Manchester?
Did you know that the next draw of Captain Manchester's Magical Tombola will take place on Friday the 11th of May with some amazing prizes, including a trip to Prague and tickets for Bryan Adams at the arena?
Did you know that if you're involved in a greater Manchester-based locally led community group, there are a number of awards programmes currently open for applications at Forever Manchester, including the CDL Fund, Cash for Growth Awards and Kellogg's School Breakfast Club Awards. Check out the funding page at forevermanchester.com to find out more.
And as always, did you know that you can download the Forever Manchester podcast updates anytime to keep right up to speed with everything happening in the world of Forever Manchester, anytime, any place, anywhere?
That's right, you can check out the Forever Manchester podcast network and all the latest news and updates at forevermanchester.com. Okay, Jen, now before we go, let's have a few Forever Manchester-related dates for the diary.
On April the 19th, it's the sold-out and much-anticipated 3-year birthday celebration of Forever Manchester Women at the Midland Hotel featuring Helen Pankhurst.
Sunday the 6th of May, well, that sees the Tour de Manche weaving its way across Greater Manchester.
On Wednesday the 9th of May, we have Forever Funny Fundraiser at the Frog and Bucket featuring 4 fabulous comedians and Claire's Comedy Challenge.
Sunday the 20th of May, well, that sees the Great Manchester 10K run. Lots of people going to be running and lots of people will be running for round here.
And don't forget that further information and full details of everything, including up-to-date news, happenings and events, right through to how you can get involved, can be found on the Forever Manchester website.
Forever Manchester is a charity that raises money to fund and support community activity across Greater Manchester, and for everything Forever Manchester, please visit forevermanchester.com to find out more.
So that's just about it for this Forever Manchester update. So until next time, take care out there.
Yeah, take care out there.
Thank you for listening to this programme from the Forever Manchester Radio and Podcast Network. Forever Manchester is a charity that raises money to fund and support community activity across Greater Manchester. Check out forevermanchester.com to find out more.